Okay, we're sticking with the food theme for our final story today. You know how certain dishes have a way of taking you back somewhere? One bite and you're transported. Well, for the world's Bradley Campbell, that dish is from Trinidad and it's called roti.
I fell in love with the dish more than a decade ago. I was on a study abroad trip and roti greeted me everywhere on the island.
Well, everybody eats roti in Trinidad. In the morning when you get up, they make roti, and then in the afternoon they cook roti again. So it's roti morning and evening.
That's a lot of roti.
Yeah, too much roti, man.
Hanif Ibrahim and his boss, Nazir Ali, they chat with me in the back office of Ali's Roti in Mattapan, Massachusetts. It's humid as all get out, and a tiny fan whirs in the background. Now, both men sweat and smile, obviously bemused by my interest into something that, for them, is pretty mundane.
Roti is just a Hindi word to describe it as bread.
Yeah, he said Hindi. Now, before I go all America's Test Kitchen on you, a quick history of how this bread got to the island of Trinidad. Back in the 1800s, indentured workers brought roti over from India. Now, roti is a flatbread, and over the next 100 years plus, it infused with all sorts of culinary styles present on the island. You got East Indian, West African, Spanish, and French, and hey, probably Dutch, Chinese, and English too. That's how it evolved from just a flatbread into a wrap, or really, a meal on its own.
Roti didn't start in Trinidad. We developed our style of roti over there.
So that's the quick history. Now, it's time to get my Christopher Kimball on. There are two main Trinidadian styles of roti. The first is bus up shot, as in, bust it up.
When you cook in the bus up shot, you gotta mash it up.
A cook in the shop demonstrates. She cooks the roti dough on a stovetop, and right before it's done cooking, busts it apart. You're left with a pile of shredded roti, which you can then dip into something else, like curried chicken. Now, the second style is dalpuri. Now, when I ask Ali for the recipe for that one, he refuses.
Well, if we tell you that, we had to keep you.
It's not that mysterious. Dalpuri is essentially roti with a ground-up split pea filling inside. And then you wrap that around anything you want. Pumpkin, beef, potatoes, chutney, chicken, you name it. No matter what it is, it's delicious. I asked the guys what they'd eat for their last meal on Earth, if they could eat any meal of their choice. You can probably guess their answer.
If I could eat anything for my last meal on Earth, I will eat a roti. I'll have a boneless curry chicken roti with a little bit of chickpeas, some kuchula, and plenty hot sauce. It will be heat going up to heaven.
I got to admit, I'd choose the same. For the world, I'm Bradley Campbell in Mattapan, Massachusetts.
I'll have some of what he's having. We leave you now with a singer who goes by the name The Clipsonian Crazy. Apparently he's a customer of Ali's Roti whenever he's in Boston. This is his song, He Mad. And that's it from us at The World today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Carol Hills. Thanks for listening.